Right now, it is time for This Week in the Lakeville Journal, and we have two participants in the middle studio. We have Cynthia and Ann. Good morning.
Oye.
Good morning. Good morning, Ann.
Ann's going to say hi. Ann, say hi.
Oh, hi. I can't hear anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't turn your sound up yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
There we go.
All right.
Sorry, we're having fun.
Cynthia, you're engineering.
I know. I'm fired. Am I fired?
No.
We're never fired. We don't fire people.
We don't fire people here.
Thank you.
They just fade away. Like
they're just shamed into coming. Not coming.
Radio is the type of business where people just don't show up one day, and people wonder what happened to them.
Yeah, that's
what
they hear you.
All right, and we have Janet Manco here. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. Happy spring.
Happy spring is right. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Even though we still have a month left to worry about, you know, it's never typical weather. It goes up and down for the next month or so.
The Weather Channel, when I was at the gym yesterday, had a whole thing on, like, here's the difference between winter snow and spring snow. And
right.
I was like, okay.
Shut up.
I'm going to buy that.
It's still snow.
Sure.
Yeah, snow is snow.
It does tend to melt sooner.
This is what everybody says. It melts sooner, but it's heavier and it breaks things.
Yeah, it's that wet snow.
And it's lighter, so you see it longer.
But it's the heavier wet snow.
But as we had such a bad the polar vortex this year, I said to my daughter last night, at least we know it's not going to ever go back down to 20 below until next year.
We can hope so.
I'm scared.
Let us go right to the front page of the journal. And I love the picture of Charlie Noyes.
Charlie is the most mellow, fun guy. And it's such a funny photo for him. And he looks like he's doing, like he's telling tall tales, but obviously delighting the children. So Charlie is a printmaker at the Hotchkiss School. The Hotchkiss School generously opens up their beautiful, extensive art department and theater facilities to the Region 1 school district, to the fourth graders. And it's a project of the Arts Fund for Region 1, of which Janet is a representative. And we have some beautiful photos inside of it, but that was such a funny photo of Charlie.
The Arts Day is just an amazing day, and Hotchkiss has to be given credit. They just opened up the campus, and everything at Hotchkiss is gorgeous, even the bathrooms. Everything is well planned.
Super well clean, too. Yeah. People complain a lot about Hotchkiss because all the schools are nonprofit, but Hotchkiss, I would say, of all the schools, is the most generous about letting people on campus.
Bingo. I mean, gosh, it's a very open campus and lots of things going on there. All right. Well, with that being said, Patrick Sullivan, Why We Build Walls and How We Use Them.
Carolyn Birchfield over at Noble Horizons organizes their wonderful programs and has been talking to us for over a month and a half about David Fry, and he's coming to talk about walls. And he says he wrote this book long before Donald Trump was campaigning, but it's an interesting topic right now, Why We Build Walls, How We Use Them. No Robert Frost in there, but lots of things about the ancient Sumerians. And so he'll be giving a talk a week from Saturday at Noble.
All right. From there, I'll go to the story about new business startups and advice for new business startups.
So Northwestern Connecticut Community College in Winsted has a lot of interesting programs, and they're very keen on supporting entrepreneurs. And, of course, around here, as Marshall Miles knows, the serial entrepreneur, people really most successfully work if they are able to sort of start a little business of their own, whether it's landscaping or housekeeping or a radio station or whatever. So Northwest Connecticut Community College is offering all sorts of support and programs for entrepreneurs. And they had a sort of a jumpstart workshop. And Kristen Allen from North Canaan, who is not just a selectman there, but also has an invasive plant business that he started while he was in college working with Tom Zetterstrom and has been booming. He said he can't keep up with the demand. So he was asking for advice on how he grows. So interesting story, and of course a good inspiration to look to NCCC for other programs that are on their website.
All right. Bernie Drew, How Wild Birds Keep from Freezing in Winter.
A mix of poetry and science. Bernie talks about a couple of adorable birds that had been living in his house and how they keep warm because it is still cold out. And we, of course, now have all the southern birds are starting to fly back.
Yeah, I have to mention this. It's not a news story, but the Sotheby's ad at the bottom of the page, is that house really in Cornwall?
I know, right? So un-Cornwallian. Well, it just goes to show, though, there's all these unexpected little properties around here, and they're usually hidden away. And, of course, Cornwall is home to the castle, the famous castle that was owned by built by a woman in the Depression, ironically. And that was recently. I don't know if that ever sold.
I don't know. That's a beautiful villa, I'll tell you that. All right. I love the picture of the lambs.
No, it's my favorite time of year, the baby animals. And I think that Alvia Genu is always the first to have the lambs. And we were over at Housatonic Valley Regional High School last week talking to Karen Davenport, and it sounds like it's a while until their babies are going to be born. But this is the time of year when cynical people like Jill and I are reminded that spring is indeed coming, even if it doesn't feel like it every minute.
And the bears are roaming. Yesterday, a bear walked down Main Street here in Sharon when I was on the air here. I had a bear go through my backyard the other night and go to Reg Lampson's house. And as he posted on Facebook, time to take down the bird feeder.
Yep, we have one.
Anne had one on her.
We have one on our deck. And he just got into the bird feeder when we scared him away. But that's it for the bird feeders at night anyway. We've been keeping them up in the day.
It's bear season already.
Yeah, it's bear season already. Laszlo Gyorsik
has... And you've got lots of pictures there.
Yes, Laszlo Gyorsik has his bear in West Cornwall. And as Anne pointed out, the bear on her porch seemed like it was a little stumbly, like it had just woken up from a deep sleep. So you might want to steer extra clear of your big black bears. But there's a talk coming up...
at the Scoville Library.
At the Scoville Library on March 30th, How to Live with Big Bears. And Paul Rigo really is the dean of the bear experts, or what they call the fur bear biologists around here. So he will have very interesting information.
How to Live with Large Black Bears.
Yeah.
Keep your distance.
that's going to be a very popular talk. So if you're going to that talk, get there early.
Short talk. Keep your distance. Okay, questions, please.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he'll have some good tips.
Four Brothers Drive-In, once again. It's their fifth year, and, you know, they've improved it every year.
So these are nephews and sons of the four brothers, and they had started several years ago like a little hot dog stand on the premises of the Amenia four brothers, and then they expanded into a drive-in movie theater, which gets first-run movies. And they have a turnback, like a turnback Thursday, I guess, or throwback Thursday. But so they're expanding the food menu and adding sort of more fresh items, so you can get fruit salads and yogurts and stuff. And, of course, they make their own yogurt with the goats from the farm. And they're starting caravan. I guess it's called glamping. There's going to be like an Airstream trailer, because they said a lot of people, you know, it's a big deal to have a drive-in. So a lot of people come up to the area and had been camping in the field. So you can upgrade now and stay in the caravan. It's expensive, but I think, for me, worth it.
All right. We are going to have, by the way, a giveaway of being able to stay in one of those campers.
Ooh.
Coming up. A nice big spread on the Region 1 Art Day with lots of color pictures.
Patrick Sullivan and Cordelia Schiller went and took really great photos. And, you know, a very dedicated bunch of artists from the region. And, I would say there have been adaptations to the menu. But you got to really admire all these volunteer artists who come in for the day, including some Hotchkiss faculty, and work with these kids on all different kind of fun specialties and really know how to do it at this point. But just, you can tell by looking at the kids, they're super engaged with what they're doing.
Yeah, this is the 24th year for this. These artists do get paid a small stipend to do it, but boy, it's just so much fun from all sides. And it's, you know, it's the fourth grade kids every year, and so many students in Region 1 have this is part of their memory of that school year, and just, you know, remember it fondly and experience it in the moment. And these photos really capture that.
All right, from Cupcake Wars to Rip Van Winkle on the next page in color.
Rip Van Winkle, a musical written by Michael Berkeley, who's done so much for the Housatonic Musical Theater Society program here, and had, of course, been with TriArts for many, many years. And just phenomenal photos from Tom Brown. And I think we'll be posting some of these on our Facebook page as well. Just an endless amount of really great pictures of the really talented, engaged cast. You can tell they look like professionals. They don't look like teens. And then Lance Christensen went to the Kent Memorial Library, which is having a sweets and fun season of spring, where they had the Cupcake Wars, Bring Your Own Cupcake, and they had decorations, but also... coming up is the Peeps Diorama Contest in April, which is co-sponsored by the Lakeville Journal. So people are building scenes that have a literary theme in a cardboard box. I think it's 2 feet by 2 feet is your size limitation. And it can be anything from Goodnight Moon to Moby Dick.
I like the pictures of, I like the headline, actually, using their noodles.
And they are using their noodles. All these kids are... from the Liège Catalog School. A very small class, I understand, for the eighth grade this year. So they sold a smaller number of tickets.
I don't know, 385 tickets is pretty good.
It's pretty good, but John Wingard, who's been running it for years, said, yeah, it's not quite as many as we usually sell. Usually the cars are lined up all the way down Route 7 to get to this dinner at the Emergency Center in recent years. Fundraiser, literally using noodles to help pay for their class trip. And it's that time of year.
All right. Nice story about education spending dipping in Sharon, about $490.
Yeah, in fact, you know, this year has been, with the exception of one or two towns, most of the budgets are dropping or staying flat this year, which, of course, is great.
And this is the oratory share out in Cornwall.
Yeah, so this is for grades 5 and 6. A lot going on no matter what grade you are in Region 1 schools. And more, as we're seeing, you know, the co-op teams at these regional schools, as they're shrinking in size, we're seeing more and more regional programs. So Lee Kellogg and Cornwall Consolidated, which I believe are the two smallest schools in the region right now, got together and they had the students write speeches on topics that were of importance to them and then practiced presenting them, almost like, you know, like a mini debate club, and then they came together and did an oratory share out, and of course great practice for them to eventually get involved in the Civic Life program, which is documentary films based on topics that are of interest to them and are important to them.
All right, and I also want to point out, once again, Audubon has their spring break series of programs for students in our area.
Yes, parents are always grateful to have something for their kids to do in the mud season vacation.
A nice story by Patrick Sullivan on the Wismars and their 50-year marriage.
It's not just their 50-year marriage, but that they can sit and have a civil conversation, a lovely conversation. And his photo really catches sort of the essence of CB and Kathy, which is CB is super, super funny. He's an actor. He's a writer. Tells great stories, and you can see in his body language and the way he is. And then Kathy's very quiet and an artist, but just is so continually delighted by CB, as we all are who are lucky enough to know him. So she's got a show of her work at the D.M. Hunt Library. She is really a potter, but also started painting and has a combined show of her work. And so CB and Kathy sat down and chatted about it, and if you have a chance to hear the two of them hold forth, it's always fun.
All right, a story on Cornwall Consolidated dealing with their shrinking enrollment.
Yes, yeah, so last year, of course, graduating class of 2 at Cornwall Consolidated. When I first moved to the region, Cornwall had such good scores in the statewide tests that people were sort of migrating over there, and they had to expand the school, you know, recently, and now the student population is shrinking again. So trying to figure out that, because, of course, there are state mandates, they still have to spend the same amount of money to get those programs going.
All right. More maple syrup stories.
This is it. This is Audubon's Maple Fest, which is a big deal this year. And Sir Cordelia Schiller went. And we've got Wendy Miller, who's been so great and been there so long, working with student education programs, and also Sunny Kellner. Lovely, the best. Sunny showing how the sap is collected, and Wendy showing what happens to it that turns it into that luscious brown liquid that we all love.
And the Sharon Vorder Selectman finally picked out where to put the air quality monitoring up by the water.
Yep,
An expenditure of $4,000 to $5,000 for a piece of equipment, which years ago the monitoring station at Mohawk Mountain is in the range of $250,000.
Yeah, of course, and that's a much bigger sort of state-owned one, and this is a smaller one. But what they're looking for is to set a baseline on what the air quality is, so that when the Cricket Valley Energy Center opens, they can kind of see.
And also, you take a bunch of $4,000 or $5,000 monitors, you put it in Sharon, you put it in Kent, you put it in Cornwall, you put it in hopefully Lakeville, and all these towns, and then all those readings. Got to let you know exactly how the air quality is.
Because one of the issues is, because it's so hilly around here, the same reason that it's hard to get cell services, the weather is even weirder here, is that there's these microclimates. Yeah. So you're like in your valleys, you're in hills. So it's good to sort of watch. This will give them the ability to plot out how the air quality is changing in different areas.
And we had a report on this, FFA Farm and Toy Show over at the Pine Plains, Sissing Mountain Junior Senior High School.
So cute.
It's amazing. Dave Teeter and I used to MC the pedal tractor pull over there and broadcast live from there. Just the students get involved, the kids and families, and people come to exhibit their toys and stuff and their tractors. From New Jersey and Pennsylvania. It really is a popular show.
Whoever came up with this idea is a genius, because it makes so much sense, and it's so such a perfect draw for people in this area on a cold spring day.
All right. Lucky Luke turns 16.
So Macy Levin, who's so funny. For those, so I often go to the movies with people at the movie house, and they have that very funny little short film, the fundraiser for the elevator, and they've got Macy and Dick Boyle climbing up the stairs and going, oh, we need to have a stair. We need to have an elevator here. And people often turn to me and say, who's that guy? And I'll say, that's Macy Levin. Yeah. Like, how do people not know Macy Levin? He's everywhere, but he's so funny. And his wife, Gloria Miller, also incredibly funny and just the loveliest people. And so they had been living in Long Island, and they had rescued a dog named that they named Luke, badly injured. And Luke has just turned 16, and so they had a celebration party at the vets in Millerton.
All right. Nice story about the Harlan Valley Rail Trail ride.
That's right. Fan favorite, local adored person, Bob Bagamolny, and his girlfriend, Beth Katz, who are running many rides across the East Coast in Bob's retirement, and consistently run the Harlan Valley Rail Ride. Super professional, beautifully done, really well mapped out. And just a cornucopia of events that are going to be happening at Eddie Collins Field, and read the article to find out what's going on.
You know, a game that I never knew about until it was pounded through my head by Tina at the Sharontown Hall, Bunko.
Everybody thinks that's a funny name, Bunko.
We had Bunko last weekend at the Canaan VFW, yeah. And that's coming up again in Sharon on April 5th.
Growing in popularity, and people in my office always say, is Elliot Ness going to be there as the MC? But it's this funny dice game. And what it really is it's always run by women, and there's always an unbelievable abundance of cake and cookies. And so it's really a chance to have snacks and hang out, and then they play this game.
All right. We'll go to the editorial page, the opinion page now. Improving grades, welcome at Housatonic Valley Regional High School.
Right. We reported on this last week, numbers that were revealed by Principal Ian Strever over at the high school at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. And you know, it does look as if there are fewer of the NYP grades, not yet proficient, in the current school year, and that is something to be grateful for. So we talk about that a bit, and we certainly welcome opinions on this. We welcome people to write letters about it who are in the middle of experiencing the programs at the high school, and we'd love to get your opinions.
All right. And letters, cold patch. I like this headline, cold patch to warm mix asphalt, a slippery slope.
That's right. Then this is from Bernie Ray over in North Canaan. Lots of information in there talking about the B. Metcalf asphalt operation. And he has suggestions for what should come next. And Ron Brandis of Southbury writing about climate change and CO2 and interesting letter from Tony Peel on bee killer chemicals, and Gretchen Gordon on a new path of decency.
And I like in the turning back the pages, 25 years ago, McDonald's in Canaan stopped. It is no longer smoking in its restaurant. And then I see the story about the Skip Barberation School moving to their
Dottie Smith's building.
Yeah, Dottie Smith's program.
Right.
And you see all the work being done on the Nimeroff Salt House? Wow.
Yeah, they added on.
Amazing.
Wow.
Big house they added on to the back.
That's amazing.
Yeah, beautiful house.
The viewpoints, of course, on the next page, lots of different columns.
Right. We have Carol Asher's second part about a volunteer's view from Tijuana, and Dick Ollis writes about loving and hating presidents, and, of course, he gives us not just the current view but the historical one. And Blake Levitt, a science journalist who writes for us periodically, writing about fiber broadband, and she sees it as a Trojan horse. Read on to find out why.
And I'm sure you'll get letters on Peter Steiner's cartoon.
I think so.
Oh, he makes me laugh. Makes me chuckle. Not laugh, chuckle every time I see it.
Oh,
now, but before we get to Compass, I was wondering why the paper weighed like 16 pounds today.
Yeah, right?
I hadn't done my weightlifting in a while. The health and wellness section that you put out is really an amazing section.
Thank you. We worked really hard on it, and I would say one of the signature pieces in it is the summer camps listing, which Janice Siller put together. She did a beautiful, beautiful job. She's a parent, and so she really put her back into finding all the options. And, of course, it is the time of year when people are signing their kids up for camp. We have listings of area hospitals, we have listings of fitness centers, but we've got a ton of articles all about sort of finding peace and happiness and health through various methods. A lot of it's very spiritual, a lot of it is about you know, it's the moment when there's a lot of vaping and questions about cannabis. So we try to answer all those questions in there. And a very special article about a woman who has a mobile veterinary center but also is available to do compassionate end-of-life for pets. So do pick it up. Do weightlift before you pick it up.
It's great. It's,
yeah. We're
it's
use a, it for weightlift.
It's something that you can hold on to and keep at your house.
We hope you will.
That's the great thing about it. And it's
yeah.
Here we go. Listen. And it's heavy.
It is heavy. And as publisher, I will say, look at every ad in here as well, because, boy, there are a lot of different resources in this area. And this piece, Health and Wellness, is full of them.
And those businesses that run those advertisements, just like they run the underwriting announcements here, make sections like that possible.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, we're going to go on to Compass. Before we go on to Compass, though, I have the thing that catches my eye. And, boy, is there a difference in 20 years. Peeporama. Had I seen Peeporama 20 years ago, it wouldn't be about the peeps that come out.
Cynthia's entering Peeporama.
I know. Well, we're a sponsor. I'm so excited about it. And so, yeah, we're making our own little sample boxes at the office. But Peeporama, choose a literary theme, choose a book you love, anything that's got anything that you can find at the library. And the Lakeville Journal is co-sponsoring with Kent Memorial Library, and it's all through April. All
right, I think I'll do a Pride and Prejudice Peeporama.
Excellent.
I think I'll do a political Peeporama.
Do Omarosa's book in Peeporama.
That's right. It has to be a book theme.
All right. So now on to the rest there here.
Yes, we have Karen Bussolini is a gardener and an artist, a writer, conservationist, and a garden coach. And she is giving two talks this month, one at the Kent Library on March 30th, and then she's doing a pollinator workshop on March 27th in Washington, Connecticut. And you can go to her website, www.karenbussolini.com. And if you read the piece, you'll figure out how to spell that. And she is a holistic gardener. She doesn't see gardening as something in itself. She feels that every backyard counts, every little plot of dirt counts, and it all interconnects with the larger gardens of the garden of the world, really, the environment. So I think she's interesting, and there's a nice profile of her in this week's Compass by Philippa Feigen-Malkin. And you should read it. Then we also have a book review by Alexander Wilburn of a book called You Know You Want This by Kristen Rupinian. Kristen Rupinian is a young writer who had the third most widely read story in The New Yorker last year called Cat People, which was kind of based on the Me Too movement. So she was a big deal. She got this big, an advance to publish her book of short stories. And as you'll see, sometimes these young writers aren't quite ready for it. They do one good thing, and then the rest of it doesn't really measure up. And that's what Alexander thinks. And we have a big calendar this week. And one of the things that I featured in the calendar is that there's a really wonderful concert on Saturday, March 23rd in Great Barrington at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center. It's the Ukrainian-born pianist Inna Falkis and the cellist Yehuda Hanani. And they're going to present a Russian music concert with cello, piano by Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, and it's all part of the Close Encounters with Music program. It'll be fantastic. They do wonderful things, and I was happy to be able to feature them this week. We also have Showtown, which is a new group that is going to start presenting plays in the Salisbury, Lakeville, Cornwall, Sharon area. And their first production is at the Salisbury School Theater, the Seifert Theater, but they're presenting a play which was down in New Milford, and we reviewed it a few weeks ago. Had got a great review. It's a play called Race by David Mamet, and it is a story of a client who's a law firm is considering taking on as a client, but they find out that he's actually being accused of rape by a young black woman. So the whole play is about the dynamics of that. And that's all I've got, Marshall.
Right. Not only do they have plays, but coming up April 27th, they're going to be featuring music at the White Hart.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And speaking of music, don't forget March 23rd, the Harlem Line.
That is right. The
Benefit for
Jane Lloyd Fund.
That's always a super good party. Great dance band.
Also, since I have a minute, I would like to point out that at the Scoville Library this week, there's a talk about spirituality, which you should go to their website and see, because I didn't get it into the calendar this week, and I'm feeling guilty.
We just interviewed her this morning.
We just interviewed her this morning.
Oh, great.
So if people want to go to robinhoodradio.com, click on On Demand, the interviews, they'll find the interview I had with Janet.
Yep. Janet Edley, and it's at, 4 o'clock, Scoville Library?
Yeah.
On Saturday.
4 o'clock Saturday, yes, and I felt terrible that I somehow didn't get it in, but... it sounds interesting. So
I absolve you of your sins.
Thank you. Okay. And I'm so glad you interviewed her. Okay. Sounds interesting.
All right, guys, we will speak to you next week.
Thank you so much.
All right. That is this week in the Lakeville Journal. Of course, you can find them, tricornernews.com, and also on Facebook.